It's snippet time. See, y'all see how we're trying to be weekly up in here?
We back shouting.
So, what we want to talk about today in your nice little snippet is about social media, guys.
Yes, because as believers, we kind of got a different code that we got to go by when it comes to the medias. But I also think that it transcends religion and goes into life.
Yes.
It's really for everybody.
You can share this with anybody, guys.
If you want the medias, this is for you. Mm-hmm.
Numero uno. Social media should be a curated view of your life. Curated means that you get to pick the pieces of your life that you show. You don't have to show everything. This is literally as well as mentally. You do not have to show people every thought. You don't have to share every moment. You don't have to post a picture every single day. This is you just showing some highlights. Just show the highlights, people.
Exactly. And I know that this is a little bit of a side note, but you know, when it's your podcast, I'm going to just be petty for a hot second. If you went somewhere and you took 30 photos at the one place, can we not get two of the 30 photos each day for this party to just last for 6 weeks or whatever that math works out to? I just feel like make a flip-a-gram and then let's move on.
Or just pick the best one and that be it. Like, hey, what best represents this night?
Make a collage.
And do it. Collages were made for you.
Yes.
If you have 30 photos.
And I don't know, light a candle, call a friend, whatever it is, but just don't post.
Reminisce.
Don't post all of that for the course of 1 month.
No.
For me to just feel like this party didn't end. My life just can't handle it.
For sure.
Also, when it comes to these very emotional statuses, but also some of these really trigger on offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're, you know, we understand that it's our platform where we can be ourselves, but we also have to remember that we need to be our best selves, or for some of the saints, our saved selves. And, you know, we have to be really mindful of tying Jesus to our own personal opinions when we post things, because not only are we making ourselves look bad, but we are making like other believers and worse, the Lord, look bad. Mm-hmm. So please, just when you're posting statuses, be mindful. If you want to big up your life and your decisions and the way that you've done things, congratulations, clap, clap. But be mindful of how that could be offensive to people that you love and that you like, and how that could shine a negative light on Christ. So just be mindful. A lot of times we get a little bit of conviction and we ignore it and feel like, nah, it's cool, I'm gonna back it up if that's what I said. But I feel like sometimes you gotta utilize that save to drafts option. And just think about it and let it marinate, and you'll probably realize that you ain't need to say that.
Part three, or number three, let's not fight on social media. Just not at all. Guys, these verbal, these long paragraphs against each other in the comments section on like a, this is not even an article. This is somebody's actual post. They posted an opinion. Someone disagreed. Someone else decided they needed to say something as well. And then all of a sudden, you're 32 comments in and no one remembers what the original comment was. But y'all fighting and call each other's mama's dogs. And I don't, Jesus didn't die for that. What are you doing?
And also, I got all these darn alerts. And next, you know, I'm coming back and thinking that my Facebook is lit and that people are looking for me. And I'm seeing that two distant folks or whatever are going at it. And I'm like, guys, what about my self-esteem? Don't do that. Like, that's not cool.
But back to the original thing.
Sorry.
This is really about, especially if you are saved, that is not glorifying to God at all. You are most likely not going to sway anyone's real opinion online. Not a real person, not really. So I need you to remember that and remember who you are when you decide that you want to curse somebody from here to kingdom come because you don't agree with their comment. That makes no sense. No sense at all. Don't fight in the comment section.
Number four, don't throw away your Jesus to be ratchet for a minute. I've seen some people say, well, you know, I'm Christian. I don't really do this, but oh, y'all MFs need to stop effing playing with my effing. And I'm like, wait, what? Nah, what? I just feel like I see that just far too often, surprisingly. And I feel like, man, we've already established that popping off should just not be happening on the medias. But to try to justify it or something by saying, y'all know I'm saved and I don't usually do this and all of that stuff, it's just, it's not a good look. And just like Saritha said, Jesus didn't die for that. You're not winning souls. You're not glorifying his name. You're just out here being, I don't know what to call that, but it's just not, it's not right.
Showing out.
Yeah.
Old folks used to call it showing out.
Got me reading all these curses.
I didn't want that.
I don't need that.
I feel like I got it out. I don't know if I have anything else.
I feel like we wanted to help people with this legit kind of maybe became a small rant.
But this is helpful.
Yes. I think that sometimes you got to give somebody, you know, a firm talking to you. Because I think that, you know, social media is a good thing. If you have family like Saritha and I, you know, her family's in Cali, my family's out of the country and out of the state. It's a great way, and let's be honest, even for folks in the state.
Yes.
It's a great way to stay in touch with people and let them know what's going on with your lives. And social media is a great way to connect with people from way back when and stuff, for people to just be posting embarrassing pictures of you. It's a great place for all of those fun things. But we just have to remember to use it responsibly, because as soon as we get to a place where we are not using it responsibly, it's not just damaging for you. It's really damaging for so many more people. It's damaging for everybody that follows you, everybody that you're friends with. And also, if it's Facebook, a lot of times we get alerted because somebody commented on your post. So here I am, you and your stuff, and I don't even know you. And when stuff is left, then it's just not a good look. Sometimes people will post things and they will want to start a conversation, and if a debate or whatever ensues from there, that's fine. But pick your spots. Don't just be wilding out on regular stuff.
So true. Well, I hope these tips helped.
Yes, if not, they helped me.
Yes, and we will probably come with more tips as we see things going on. Maybe something with actual, like, to do, to not do. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. If you have any questions, you can hit us up via all of our medias, and we might answer them in the Q&A episode.
Y'all. So then one last time. If you have not already, although I'm sure you have, please be sure to visit our website, www.cleanearshow.com. We've got some dope graphics by the amazingly talented Saritha. We've got some playlists. We've got the prayer corner. We've got the collective. We've got so many awesome things going on, including an opportunity to partner with us financially by donating to Clean Ears. So check that out and be responsible on the media.
Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Can I be real? This is how I feel. I'm in need of love. So let's dip a batter.